ended in another door, also with a secret lock, which opened a quarter of a league away, almost in another quarter, at the solitary extremity of the Rue de Babylone. Through this the Chief Justice entered, so that even those who were spying on him and following him would merely have observed that the Justice betook himself every day in a mysterious way somewhere, and would never have suspected that to go to the Rue de Babylone was to go to the Rue Blomet. Thanks to clever purchasers of land, the magistrate had been able to make a secret, sewer-like passage on his own property, and consequently without interference. Later on, he had sold in little parcels for gardens and market gardens the lots of ground adjoining the corridor, and the proprietors of these lots on both sides thought they had a party wall before their eyes, and did not even suspect the long, paved ribbon winding between two walls amid their flowerbeds and their orchards. Only the birds beheld this curiosity. It is probable that the linnets and tomtits of the last century gossiped a great deal about the Chief Justice. The pavilion, built of stone in the taste of Mansart, wainscoted and furnished in the Watteau style, rocaille on the inside, old-fashioned on the outside, walled in with a triple hedge of flowers, had something discreet, coquettish, and solemn about it, as befits a caprice of love and magistracy. This house and corridor, which have now disappeared, were in existence 15 years ago. In 1993...